Good morning, guys. This is the news brought to you by Solo Man. When you want unbiased news, this is the place to come to. Well, maybe a little bit biased.
Now, you people out there may not have heard, but a young 18-year-old won the US Open, in Femmes, that is. I mean, you may not have heard of it because they didn't really plaster it all on the newspaper, on the news, in fact, absolutely everywhere. All the media was fawning all over it, weren't they? Because it was pushing a narrative just right up their alley. And of course, it was way over the top, wasn't it? But what you may not have heard is that this Femmes played another game and lost in straight sets. But you won't probably find that in the news anywhere or the media. It'll be in a small box somewhere, because it's not pushing the right narrative, is it? But this young Femmes obviously can play tennis very well, and not to take away from her at all that. But when an 18-year-old wins the US Open, who really doesn't have any experience, and how could she? She's only 18. That means there must be something very wrong with the US Open, doesn't there? Man, I suppose you could class it as a kind of a fluke win, but it shouldn't happen in the US Open at all, should it? Well, I don't know, maybe some people took a dive. Who knows? But this young Femmes may become a good tennis player. Who knows? If she stays at it. But she needs experience, right? But it is really sickening how the media and that is just pushing one narrative only, isn't it? Femmes are all empowered and they can do anything. They're just wonderful. And men are bad and haven't done anything for years. And this young Femmes should see that she was used by the media and then promptly dropped because she lost. So what do you guys think out there? Do you think it was a fluke that this 18-year-old walked into the US Open and won it? Or that it was staged? Or is there something wrong with the Femmes US Open for her to be able to do that in the first place? With hardly any experience whatsoever, at least at that level. I mean, I do wish her luck in the future, of course, but it will take a lot of hard work and a few years, and she may not have the stamina. And let's move on to something really exciting. Madonna was on a talk show and she kind of laid on the desk and showed herself off to everybody. Well, there's nothing new for Madonna except she is getting on in age. Even though she's obviously had all these nips, tucks, and lips or whatever done, I don't think there's anybody left on this planet that hasn't seen Madonna's flui already. Well, she had a brief moment many years ago when she was kind of relevant, but that time has long passed. Somebody should tell her. And now she's just damn embarrassing. And the facts are that Femmes burn bright sometimes for a very short while, and then it's over. And going getting some nips and tucks and some false this and false that doesn't change the fact. But it does show that a lot of Femmes are delusional and completely unaware of the realistic world they live in. Everybody gets old. Femmes quicker than others. But we have to mature and accept that fact. It makes us adults. But I guess Femmes just don't want to grow up. Now, as the media is so tainted and biased and just pushing one narrative, it is a refreshing idea to have a news program that isn't biased and just tells the truth the way it is. And there was a new thing in the UK called GB News that started off pretty good. And then it fizzled, of course. And people are trying to revive it. But what is GB News? Well, I thought it would be a nice new news station, but it's really not. When you go to watch it, it's always talking about mostly politics. Now, politics aren't exciting at the best of times, are they? And if you think about it and you listen to the news, the first thing they talk about is politics now. They're talking more about politics than North Korea people have to listen to. No, GB News should have been something like just another news station, but did actually news. We don't really need another program about politics, do we? And also, we need a news station that uplifts us, not brings us down and tries to depress us all the time. I think the idea is to keep us depressed and down, and to give us no hope. And even though I have a really upbeat personality and look on the bright side of everything, it's even getting to me. And all politics everywhere now reminds me of the soaps. They can just continuous going round and round, and nothing gets done. and things looking fairly bleak in the UK for the future too, but not as bleak as they look for the USA, which soon won't be the USA, will it? And I just didn't realise, but I think I just depressed a couple of people out there already with this. Well, we all gotta do our little bit, haven't we? Or maybe this is just a dream, and we just need to wake up. I'm gonna try that theory right now. I'm gonna smack myself very hard. Ooh. Nope. It's real. Take it easy, guys.